to you. And now, well, Roots, we're joined by just an out-and-out superstar of the Port Adelaide Football Club. As a best and fairest, a legend of the club, he joins us on the line, Matthew Primus. Hello, Matty.
Evening, gents. How are we?
Matthew, it's an incredible day, isn't it, when we say Robbie Gray is about to retire in a showdown. What memories does it bring to you, Matthew, of that? Kid arrived as the number 55 draft pick in 2006 at Port Adelaide.
Well, just the longevity. I think if you spoke to anybody in his first few years there, if you had said he's still going to be playing in 2022 and produce so many games in such a high level, they would have said, well, something remarkable has got to happen because he came to the club, as you say, a late draft pick, which doesn't mean all that much, but he struggled early days of his body being able to handle the rigours of training and playing and backing up and all those sorts of things. And it took quite a few years for him to get used to that. And, I think everyone could see the talent that he had. But once his body got used to that and he was able to become an ultra-professional in that regard, he played at a super high level for a hell of a long time, hence all the accolades and awards he's won over his career.
Were you like us, even when you were playing, you had Robbie Gray at your feet taking all those wonderful taps, that you just sort of like admired, shook your head saying, how does he do it?
Yeah, look, there's very few guys that, inside the phone box, as we call it, or, the contested area, that can just make time go slow. They just see things before or when it's happening. It's like, oh, no, there's an opposition there and there, and I know where my teammates are and where the ball's going to go, and he sees it before anybody else. And it is remarkable how that happens. He had that innate ability, and the Port recruiters obviously saw that early days in him. And, to be able to, produce as a forward early, then become a dominant midfielder, and then in his latter years, just become a forward that made all backs, shiver in their boots whenever he was down there, one out or two out or whatever it was. He was just amazing. His ability to read the ball and read what was happening around him is, people talk about Scott Benelbury, very similar characteristics to that when, in a tight phone box and there's lots of opposition and players around.
Matty, do you have a favourite moment that sticks in your mind of his, whether sort of playing days or when from watching on of his that sort of sticks with you where you go, gee, that's something else? Because we ran through some stats here before, and I think 10 out of 12 times he's kicked a score in the last quarter to win games.
Yeah, well, look, I am, I don't know whether it's losing my marbles or whatever, but I'm hopeless memories of instances. I remember, periods of dominance, all those sorts of things, but I was lucky enough to call one of his games in the COVID years up here in Brisbane, the Gabba, when was it last year or 2 years ago when he kicked the game up and signed to beat Carlton?
Yeah.
Just to see him, one, how he got shook his opponent, was able to get that ball, and then just his confidence to go back and knowing that time was out. But you just see pressure not on, whatever it is. He's the same features, and his mannerisms and all those things really don't change. He just handles pressure so well. And to watch him go back there and slot that one from an unbelievable angle. That's one of many, things as much as in training when you see him do stuff, it's like, wow, how impressive is this guy? When him and Travis Boak and Justin Westhoff were all drafted that first year, that was three guys come in there and they all had their own different innate abilities. But to see some of the stuff Robbie would do just in your training track was amazing, let alone all the stuff that he'd done in games.
Matthew, Robbie Gray let his football do all the talking, and we rarely would hear Robbie Gray do any sort of media because it just wasn't him. But who is Robbie Gray the person? Who did you know as not the footballer but the man?
A humble guy. I think you play with players, you coach players, and everyone's built differently, and some have egos, some have bigger egos, some don't have any at all. Some you need to try and encourage them to get their chest out and show a bit of confidence in it. But Robbie was a guy that he had a desire to be a really good player from early days. He always wanted, first guy to check on film, what else can I do with my body, all those sorts of things. He just wanted to be a really, really, really good player, and he had that straight away. But he just had all he wanted to do was be around his teammates. He was very close to his mum, and now he's obviously married and starting a family, all those sorts of things. But just a guy that loved the footy club, loved being around his mates. And you're right, in my time there as an assistant coach and coach, hated if you come up with the media guys, like, we need you to do this interview, this and this. Just hated doing it, and we'd avoid it like the plague. And not because he was embarrassed talking and all those sorts of things. He was just focused on his footy, being around his mates, and that was it. And that stayed exactly the same. I remember I caught up with him when I was working at the Suns 2004 coaches conference down in Melbourne. I think he won the Player of the Year award for the coaches in that year. And just so humble to sit around and just ask more about what you're doing rather than the accolades that he's done and those sorts of things. And that's the sign of the great fellow. And he hasn't changed at all. Not that I talk to him a great deal now, but anyone that's around him, he hasn't changed and what kind of person he is and what his beliefs are from the day he walked in the door to the day he's going to walk out of the door.
So, Matthew, we should do the same thing. You're still in Queensland. What are you doing football-wise these days?
Yeah, still living on the Gold Coast, Rich. I do some work in the NDIS area with the government up here, and also involved in coaching at Southport Sharks up here. So we're in the new VFL program that's been, or the competition that's been going for a couple of years. So, still got a bit of footy flavour up here, and certainly keep a keen eye on the AFL and obviously Port Adelaide.
Matty, can't let you go. Where would you have him in regards to Port Adelaide players at AFL level? Where would you have him in the list?
Him and Tredder's at the top of the tree. How do you separate two superstars? And I know you can always compare best and fairest or all Australians, all those sorts of things. But one, longevity, playing at a super high level for a hell of a long time. Changes games, gets people to come in the door, watch them, all those sorts of things. For me, Tredders and himself are the top of the tree, since they've come to the competition in 97, and clearly above a hell of a lot of other guys. But for me, those two just stand out in what they're able to do day in, day out for a huge amount of time.
Matthew, before we let you go, you were such a dominant ruckman that the AFL actually changed the rules. We got the Primus rule because you were so dominant. Do you understand what goes on with ruck infringements today?
No. I do get confused at times. When you see aggressive jumps or great use of body work, and that might get pinged for blocking and those sorts of things. So, like I think we all do with spectators watching the game, it's overruled or overcomplicated, and I think that just makes it hard for the umpires that they got to feel like they've got to adjudicate nearly every contest, unfortunately, some are just some great skill or great body work or great use or too strong or whatever the analogy is. Sometimes it's just someone's better than somebody else, but there always seems to be a free kick pay for it, and ruck infringements are certainly bad, especially the centre bounce stuff, no doubt about that.
Matty, always good to chat to you. You're loving the weather up there on the Gold Coast. Best of luck with the Southport Sharks, and hopefully get you on the show sometime again soon.
No worries at all, guys. Thanks for the chat.